Here's that extra time you asked for. I'm excited to hear from you if you can relate to this. Have you ever had somebody ask you to do something and use the phrase, when you have some extra time? It may be just fine if a friend says that while asking you to go and do something fun. When it attacks your profession, there's a line to be drawn. I get this extra time concept thrown my way almost every day. I'm not joking or exaggerating about this. I know a lot of other professional service people get this too. It's hard for a lot of people to understand that when your product is your knowledge or time, it still has a cost. Yes, even those intangible things like rubbing brain cells together to create a spark, blowing on it, and turning it into a flame actually have real and measurable cost. So how do we deal with this and make it understandable to people who think there's some magical extra time laying around to hand out for free? It seems apparent that old sayings like time is money, you get what you pay for, and time is our most valuable resource have outlived their usefulness. They've become as cliche as a passing stranger asking, "How are you doing?" They don't really want to know how you're doing when they utter that. Try it out the next time you hear it and give them a big earful and you will see what I mean. People often overlook respect for other people's time with a similar disregard. I suppose that free time can be a touchy subject for a lot of people, but not for me. I am going to share my responses when people slip me this sort of give me free stuff proposition. If you're a professional who deals with this, I hope it will help you to manage your time. If you're a time beggar, I hope this will help you to be more understanding and respectful the next time this absurdity begins to spew forth from the vile and disrespectful hole between your lips. Defending your extra time. If you ever faced with similar matters of requests for your free time, think about what else you could be doing with it. These are just a handful of thoughts which stomp loudly through my head when people ask me to provide professional services in my extra time. Extra time? My kids would love that. When I'm asked for my extra time, the first thing that comes to my mind is how much my wife and kids would really love it if I had some extra time to share with them. Have you tried this at a restaurant? I imagine it like this. Hey waitress, when you have some extra food back there in the kitchen, can you do me a favor, please? In return, I'll send my hairstylist in to see you. And I'm sure he'll make up for all the free food I gobble up while you keep you from earning your tips. He is a great guy, and I'm on my way to see him for a free haircut as soon as I leave here. Doctor, my toe hurts. I know that you usually charge people for this, and you have a huge liability and licensing in the balance, but since we're not in the office, could you do this one as a freebie? I want a free car too. This is funny for me because I have had car dealers offer to trade me very nice cars for my work. This always reminds me to say, you want my extra time, but you would like it for free? Let me think about this and get back to you when I have something really large with which to hit you over the head. Maybe something like a Buick motorcycle. See the 47 second video I've included in this article. Enough said. Misconceptions about extra time are worse in some industries. I realize that in some industries the lines are a bit more blurred than others. In my job role, I find that a lot of people want me to simply look it over and give them a quick estimate. Although it may not seem like a big deal, performing marketing asset reviews and building marketing strategies puts food on my table. It is not just the act of implementing what I know that I am paid for, but also the research and strategy. Researching, planning, and looking it over are things which most people expect to pay for in the accounting, legal, medical, and many other fields. Those of us in the marketing industry are also paid for that time we spend doing the things you may imagine to be quick and easy for us. Otherwise, it would be common for us to waste enormous amounts of time writing boilerplate marketing plans for people who are not serious enough about their business to do what they really should be doing. Worse yet, if we provide a plan and you decide to try and implement it yourself or have an inferior marketing person do it for you, we look stupid for a plan that failed but could have succeeded with abundance. Drunken sailor coming through. I could really go crazy with some drunken sailor language on this topic, because in my world, it is easy to see that as theft of my goods. It is hard to describe my struggle to be diplomatic about this. Any shred of diplomacy I display comes to me because I understand how people may view this from the outside. After all, the vast number of semi-professional marketers on the fringe of the marketing industry make it appear so salesy and like marketing people are all begging for their people for their money. It creates an absurd illusion that marketing people earn more money for themselves than they earn for their clients. The reality is that for true marketing professionals, our time is worth just as much as that iPhone you're holding, that car you're driving, or that house you live in. You see, this is because our time and knowledge is what we earn our living with. We don't sell items. We help other people to sell items. Our job is to earn more money for our clients. If I had some extra time, wouldn't it make sense that I would use that extra time to work harder and to sell it at a fair market value? Yes, that's right. That's exactly what I would do. So here you go. Dear friend, I appreciate your show of confidence by asking me to look at your business and give you recommendations to make it more marketable. I would be delighted to write you a researched marketing plan and proposal free of charge, if it was free for me too. You see, my time and knowledge is what I earn money with, just like those shoe stores use shoes to make money. This is my extra time, right now. I'm using it to write this blog so that more people will know who I am, respect the value of my time, and pay me money for the extra time I had laying around. Respectfully, Mark Aaron Murnahan. All my extra time is gone. If I find any more, I will use it to further my business reach. Fortunately, you also receive a benefit from it, because I am providing you with a constantly growing blog archive to teach you things that you can put to use in your extra time. If you want some of my time to help you decide if it was worth paying for, I've already used that time too. I used it to build a fantastic reputation and an exemplary work history. Whether this reaches you as a person who earns a living with your time and knowledge, or a person on the other side, I hope I've helped you see things a bit differently. I've tried my best to express consideration for both parties, and I hope you will do the same. Thank you for your time.